2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
I have been waiting to see this data. And there it was this morning on my Deseret News app. How Americans spent their stimulus checks. I think this data shows, and they break it down into 6 categories. The sixth is other. It really makes me question whether this stimulus money, Dave, stimulated the economy.
Well, I think sometimes when we say stimulus and we're talking about stimulating the economy, listen, as long as we were not falling behind, that's stimulating the economy. It was a global pandemic. People were losing jobs left and right, have felt the effects for years now. And I don't know. I think that kept a lot of heads afloat.
The government certainly was there for 3 rounds. I mean, 3 rounds of checks. The first round was $1,200. I think it was per person.
And if you remember that first stimulus check that came directly to us, that was Mitt Romney's idea. He was the first one to say, all this money, all this pandemic funding, that needs to go directly to Americans. That was Senator Romney's idea. And then all of a sudden, that was like the favorite idea. Everyone liked the money coming directly to themselves.
And it was right out of the gates.
Yeah.
I mean, April of 2020. And then you had the $600 beginning around Christmas time of last year. And then $1,400 beginning in March of 2021. I want your texts on this, 57500 on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. And what I want you to text, if it's safe to do so, is did you put it in savings? Did you put it towards your mortgage? Did you buy a big screen TV with it? Just give us an idea. I want our listeners to weigh in on what they spent that money on, Dave.
And remember, Deb, when you were saying $1,200 and $600 and $1,400, that was per person.
Yes.
So if you had a family, you were getting thousands and thousands of dollars.
You and I discussed this, and when it was happening, I believe by the third round we had done the math, and we came up with some figure that some families could have gotten as much as $9,000 to maybe $13,000. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was staggering. Some of these families had never seen that much money all at once plop into their checking accounts or their savings accounts.
Yeah, and even for people that lost their jobs, between unemployment, rent relief programs, stimulus money, what could have been catastrophic, we really weathered the storm.
And there's the Deseret News article breaks it down. And this is, by the way, based on the 2021 American Family Survey. You know, I love to give credit where credit is due. Deseret News and Brigham Young University's Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy. That's where we get this from. So thanks to them for doing all of this research. And Dave and I can just talk about it on the radio. I'm gonna pull the information from your category, Dave. You're married, right?
Yep.
Still? Okay.
Yep. As of today.
I love your reaction. And the kids. Yeah, you have 4. You have a whole lot of them. 5. You're looking at me like there's a 5th on the way.
Is there a 5th?
I don't know.
Because that's news to me.
All right. Never mind. That's a discussion for another day. So here's what shocked me and made me wonder if we really were using this money to stimulate the economy. After it all, they did call them stimulus checks. 29% of those married with kids stuck that money in savings. 29%. It doesn't mean the rest of you went out and blew it. But I thought perhaps more people would spend it.
That was the hope. the hope was that we're sending you this money, go out to eat, support local businesses, support big businesses, whatever you do, but spend that money. And about a third said, no, I don't like all of this uncertainty in my life. I'm going to squirrel this money away. Mm-hmm. I don't need it now, but I might need it next month or a couple months from now. So it doesn't surprise me why a lot of people saved a lot of that money.
In its very basic form, savings can lead to better sleep.
Yes. Right?
I mean, when you just boil it down. So a lot of people probably thought, you know what, it's time for me to sleep and not wake up in the middle of the night scared. About not having a savings account. Okay, household costs. And we don't break, they don't break this down into TVs, although maybe deeper into the research they do. Or does this mean, keeping the lights on, food in the house? Household costs. That's how 37% of those married with kids spent that stimulus money, Dave.
Yeah, in my mind, when I talk about household costs, I'm thinking the essentials, right? Clothes, food, gas.
Keep the house warm.
Yes.
Yeah. This number was a bit of a pleasant surprise for me. I don't know exactly how to read it, but it has to do with rent and mortgage. My fear was that all of this money, these thousands of dollars that folks were getting in stimulus money, was just going to have to be pushed to keep a roof over their head. And in that category of married with kids, that's how 13% spent that money. 13%. That was a lower number than I had anticipated.
Yes, because it's the biggest bill of the month. You would think that it would go toward the biggest bill of the month. But what I think we were seeing is people were spending their money on rent and they didn't have any left over. So that's where you would see it pop up in the household costs and savings.
And then I want to hit one more category and how that stimulus money was sent, according to this American Family Survey. You can read the entire article at Deseret.com. It was an article I spotted this morning in the Deseret News. It's a very, very in-depth article. And then let's get to some of our texts on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. If you're just tuning into the show, we asked you to weigh in. What did you use your stimulus money for after, in light of this article in the Deseret News? 8%, Dave. 8% entertained themselves with it or traveled or spent it on, retail items, I guess, like clothes. 8%.
So not much.
Yeah.
That's very little. It shows. It
takes a stimulus out of stimulus check, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it's just shifting it around a little bit. If you're spending it on a mortgage or on food, whatever it might be, that stimulates the economy in a different sector. But it doesn't surprise me that people weren't spending a lot of money on entertainment and travel because, quite frankly, we didn't have the freedom.
I like how Ty used his stimulus money. Ty, you want to jump on the air with us for a moment?
Yeah, I had to make some car repairs. It was one of those deals where my fiance's car, there was some stuff going wrong with it. It was like $1,300, so my whole stimulus check went to repairing that car. We sold it now, but yeah.
Oh, you made it somebody else's problem? Ty, I like that, though, because if your car doesn't work, at least in today's world, you have a hard time getting to work.
Well, I did that, Ty. That exact same thing three times, maybe even four. I mean, we were registering cars and emissions and new tires, and it gobbles it up in a hurry. Mm-hmm. It was very much needed and very well used.
This listener on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line used it to replace a knee. That sounds important.
Replace a what?
A knee.
Oh, a knee.
K-N-E-E. That knee. Kind of a knee. Yeah. This listener bought an expensive piano lessons for her grandkids or his grandkids. Such a treat for them.
Oh, experiences.
Said.
Yeah, some families didn't need it, and they received it anyway. And I think you see 3%. Went to donations and to others. And I think that's kind of where you're going is grandma and grandpa didn't need the money. So, hey, we're going to do some nice high-end piano lessons.
One of our listeners said he and his wife went on vacation with their second round of stimulus money.
We did that.
You did?
We traveled. Yeah, we went to California.
Where did you go?
Went to the beach.
Oh.
Nothing else was open, but we spent some time at the beach. It was great.
Thanks for taking Aunt Deb. Somebody else said they put all of it in savings. That's discipline. Let's see. This listener says, my husband and I did not qualify for stimulus money, nor did we need it. However, we had friends who got the money and most did not need it. How about this? This listener put on a new roof.
Oh, that would be amazing. If you could do it for that cheap, that'd be great.
Roofs, I think, were like $7,000,
aren't
they?
Super expensive, yeah.
First round of stimulus money went to home improvement projects.
I did that. With my first one, we did home improvement.
What'd you improve?
We painted, and we fixed up the shed a little bit, put a new door on it, stuff like that.
So that's how you spent your stimulus money, huh?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.